I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is Computer Talk with Tab, hosted by Eric Semmel of Tab Computer Systems. Interact by phone at 522-WTIC or 1-800-966-WTIC. You can email them in the studio at gethelp@tabinc.com or get help anytime at computertalkwithtab.com. Now, here's Eric.
And good morning. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Bob.
And John sleeping.
And John, sorry. I was writing.
It's okay. We were just talking to John Ryans, our digital photographer. He's coming in here to help you out with your digital photography questions. We were just talking about color correcting. Again, I'm not that artsy when it comes to film and stuff like that. So I really didn't understand. He was talking about a project where he was trying to correct the color. And he was talking about the chemistry and the spectrums and how you use finding certain points on the picture.
Right, right. Old prints, especially old color prints, black and white prints, you don't have to color correct. But old prints, old color, they fade. They go pink or they could go kind of a blue-green.
Right.
Well, almost every picture has something in it that's black and something in it that's white. Mm. Well, in digital editing programs, you can set a black point, you can set a white point. So if you know a true black and you know a true white and you set them back to black and you set them to white,
right,
all the color is going to come back reasonably to where it is. You might have to finesse it a little bit, but it's still pretty close.
It's just amazing if you think, I mean, you look at the spectrum. Isn't Newton that came up with, he figured out how to do that prism and break down the colors of white? And you think about, you can actually look at a planet's makeup because of how it refracts color, and you're talking about the exact same thing in photography. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's science. We're blinding you with it.
It's amazing.
It's really cool. All right, let's go to your calls. Let's go to Danny, our resident groupie in Glastonbury. He's got a digital camera question. Morning, Danny.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey, listen, is there any way to enhance the, increase the pixel level on my Samsung tablet, and is there any way to increase the zoom? It only goes like 4x.
No, I don't know of any way you can improve the tablet camera that came with it, unless there's a bolt on. John was talking about what Apple does.
Yeah, there are some companies out there that make accessory lenses that will clip on over the camera.
Right, I've seen that. It's the little thing in it. You've got the little clip and it fits up over the eye.
Yeah,
that might help you.
Yeah, the most common one is Olio, OLIO. But
okay.
As far as increasing pixels, I think you pretty much have to go with what you got.
Yeah. Oh,
okay, I just didn't know if there was like an upgrade or anything like that.
No.
Okay. One other quick thing.
Yeah.
A SpaceX lawsuit with that guy Blaisdell or whatever.
Yeah.
Without merit, thrown out.
Yeah, I saw that too, Danny. I was going to bring it up, but I knew you would.
Oh, okay. And one other thing.
Yes.
SpaceX just signed a contract with the Air Force to launch the X-37B. Which is that little mini shuttle-looking thing that they send up, and it orbits the Earth for 2-3 years at a time, and then comes back down, and nobody knows what it's doing up there and what happened.
Interesting.
So that's going to be a little mini shuttle on top of this of one of the Falcon 9s.
For multiple years, though, you're going to have
for
some,
years.
It's some guy in the NSA is going to be taking pictures.
That's what Skylab originally was for. They pretended it was for research and longevity in space. But remember Skylab back in the 70s?
Yeah, it fell into Australia, didn't it?
Yeah, when it finally came down. But that was basically a CIA spy mission the whole time.
Kind of like Skynet.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, Danny, I got one for you.
What's that?
IKEA sets up house in Mars simulation for small space ideas.
Oh, really?
Yes.
We wouldn't be able to assemble the furniture. Imagine trying to assemble the furniture in zero gravity?
Yeah, well, the IKEA designers headed to a Mars-style habitat on Earth for insights on how to better decorate your cramped living room.
Oh, my goodness.
They lived in a Mars simulation facility for 3 days.
Okay.
So we can post to that.
Wow, yeah, put that up for me. That's great.
All right, Daddy.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
The new camera guy is good. I miss Carmen, but this new guy sounds like he's, you know, knows what he might be talking about there with the cheddar.
Yeah, we
thanks,
like
appreciate it.
We like the new guy. All right,
okay.
Thanks, Danny.
All right, bye.
All right, bye-bye. I knew Dan would bring up that SpaceX story because I talked about it last week.
Wow.
All right, let's go on to your calls. We're going to go back to, looks like a computer question or two. We're going to go to Stefan in New Britain. Hey, Stefan.
Morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
How are you?
Good. How are you, sir?
I have a few questions for you.
Uh-oh.
Well, I got my replacement cell phone for the one that was stolen, and it's a Galaxy S6 Active.
All right.
And I'm noticing the big... There's a difference between my 4 and my 6. Like, this doesn't have a card slot for memory.
Okay.
And it's only 32 gig.
All right.
But I guess they made it 64.
They might have. Sure.
Gig stuff. And I was reading the spec sheet on it, I guess maybe when it came out.
Mm-hmm.
First it said, no, it didn't have a fingerprint sensor. Now it says it does have a fingerprint sensor, so I just got it the other day, so I'm still exploring that.
All right. Yeah, the fingerprint sensors can be kind of a pain, but I mean Apple tries to get it down pretty well.
And I'm a musician that has calluses on the tips of his fingers.
Oh, it's not going to work.
It's probably not a good idea for me.
No.
I've had all manner of problems with that.
Yep.
But it just seems that there's like less user serviceable stuff in this phone than there was in my last one.
Well, that could be true. Yeah, I wouldn't know why, but it could be true.
But and I was just wondering if that's like the trend of like smartphones now. So you can't add the memory if you want to. No.
Android is always going to be more friendly to that. They're going to give you the ability to add more growth to your system versus folks like Apple that don't even let you. They don't let you do anything with it.
That's just why I don't use Apple.
Yeah, so I would contend Android will be more friendly to have you modify your system. The one you happen to choose, obviously, is a little limited, but...
Well, it's terrible. That's the reason I chose it.
It's terrible?
It's a terrible phone.
You chose it because it's terrible?
Yeah, and I mean, I just remember seeing people walking around with glass shards in their fingers with, you know, Apple phones or whatever phones. And saying, you know, maybe you want to fix that thing.
Right. Well, they can't. They can't afford it.
Yeah, and then they go to fix it, and it's like $300 for like a $150 phone. I'm like, what? But anyways, I have another question.
All right, real quick.
XP put out a patch for...
the one.
I mean, Microsoft put out a patch for XP.
Right.
For against the malware.
Right.
Where can I find that link? Because it's tough to find.
We'll put that WannaCry link out there for XP, but you shouldn't be running XP, Stefan.
Yeah, I know. I've kind of stuck with it for a few months.
All right. We'll put the link up.
I have to use it.
All right.
All right. What's your website again?
It's called WannaCry. We'll go to computertalkwithtab.com.
Yeah.
And the link will be posted there. It could also show up on Facebook. So if you like us on Facebook, it'll be in the news feed. Everything we talk about will be there. So if you like Tab Computer Systems on Facebook, it'll be in your news feed. And then if you follow us on Twitter, it'll be there too.
You don't have like a recommendation for like an inexpensive Samsung tablet, do you?
The inexpensive part is the problem. So the Galaxy Tabs are really nice. They run $500 or $600. You can pick them up at the big like the warehouses like BJ's and Costco's and stuff like that. Fairly not inexpensively, but they're great quality tablets.
Well, Samsung aside, is there like a tablet out there for like $300 that won't make me cry?
Maybe. I haven't looked for those. I don't have that those specs in mind, which one wouldn't make me cry. I think maybe Acer would put out something like that. One of those types of companies might have something that's in an Android flavor like that, but you'd have to check. I like the bigger names. I want it to last longer. I like to try to buy stuff for quality.
Yeah, I hear that.
All right.
Okay.
All right,
well,
Stefan.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, good luck with your phone, man.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, bye-bye. All right, we're going to go on to Bob in Windsor Locks. Hey, Bob.
Hi, how you guys doing?
Doing okay. How are you?
All right. I've been using Firefox forever and ever, but on my laptop, I'm having trouble. I keep getting script errors and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So I try to switch over to Chrome.
Yeah.
But what I don't like about Chrome, and it's probably something I got to set, is, you know, like on Firefox across the top, you got File, Edit, View, History, Bookmarks, and all that stuff.
Yeah.
I can't find how to install that into Chrome.
Oh, as far as that menu bar?
Yeah.
Well, basically, instead of on the It comes if you hit those little three dots on the right hand side, you have all those things.
Yep.
File, edit, settings. I'm sure you can change that, but I don't know. I've never done it. I just leave it where it is.
Okay.
Do you know where to move that, Bob?
Okay, over here. Okay. Yeah, it does the same thing.
Yeah, the three dots on the right-hand side is where all the things you just talked about are. File, edit, settings.
Okay.
So it's one of those things where if you just use it that way, or I'm sure you could relocate it, but I can't think how off the top of my head. I don't bother fighting the system. I'm a conformer. I just get absorbed.
My desktop is fine, but my laptop, all of a sudden I'm getting all kinds of, I get a script error.
Yeah.
And I constantly say stop script and, just blah, blah,
yeah,
blah.
Firefox doesn't seem to be what it used to be.
No.
Chrome has got about 50% of the market and it continues to grow. Again, we're just advocating the better product and things change in the IT world. So I've been shifting toward Chrome. Only because it seems to be faster, and even in our business practice, dealing with clients who have hosted or cloud-based applications, the application provider always shifts to Chrome because it's much faster. Obviously, it's better than IE. Everything's better than IE.
Right.
And Firefox would be another choice, but Chrome seems to be the number one now.
I don't know. It was a few weeks ago. I went to fill out application or something for something. And the only way I could use it was with IE or whatever their new one's called.
Oh, Edge. That could be the case. So some websites just designed for the one type of browser, but
yeah, right. I really can't stand Edge or what Microsoft because it doesn't display stuff in so many things that I look at anymore that I don't even try to use either one of them anymore.
Yeah, it's a mess. But sometimes you're forced to, Bob.
All right. Thank you.
You got it, sir.
Yep, bye.
Bye-bye. We're going to step out for a quick break. Get back to more of your calls. Three lines open. We got John Ryan in studio, Big Digital Camera Show. Feel free to get online with your digital camera questions or even your film camera questions, right?
Absolutely.
All right. We'll be right back. And we are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. We're going to be here till 11 o'clock. Feel free to get online, 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. John Ryan's here, and he's helping us out with your digital camera questions. We do have some digital camera news. You had talked about some drone stuff that you wanted to bring up.
Oh, yeah, yeah. This is the summer of the drone. DJI.
Yes.
Fabulous company. Just released this drone called the Spark.
Mm-hmm.
The body of the drone is about the size of a Coke can. Fit right in your palm.
Yeah.
The cool part about it is, and I guess this is the beginning of Skynet.
Yes.
Anyway.
They're all going to sync up together. And
right. You hold the drone and there's these little lights and it flashes and it reads your face.
Okay.
And then you drop your hand and the thing takes off. If you want it to move away, you put your hand up and push away. If you want it to come back, you pull, you summon it forward. If you want to take a picture, you take your thumb and forefinger of both hands and you hold it, the drone will back off and take a picture. It will follow you if you're on your bike or if you're hiking. It's amazing. And the thing about it that's really
it's the
cool,
narcissist's friend.
It is. It's a selfie drone.
Yeah.
It's only, and I say only, it's $600 for the basic package.
Right.
For $700, you get a case that will actually charge the drone and a extra battery. But the thing that's really cool is the DJI Mavic, which is an amazing drone. That's like 41 miles an hour without wind. They make sure they tell you without wind.
Yeah.
The Spark is 31 miles an hour. Now, interesting about the Spark is it only has about a 300-foot range. So it's about a football field.
But it has a transmission distance of about 1.2 miles.
Right, right. And they're coming up with they haven't released it yet, but it's an actual remote control device that will have the much longer range.
Mm-hmm.
It's 1080p. Now, granted, it's not 4K, but still 1080p is not too shabby.
That's really great, yeah.
And the thing is, I mean, it's so tiny. It's, 170 millimeters, whatever that works out to be in inches. I guess, 2.5 millimeters per inch, something like that. But
it's really small.
It's GPS enabled.
Yep.
I believe that I was reading somewhere that DJI is coming up with the first person view goggles. So you know they're like those virtual reality glasses.
Yeah, yeah.
You put them on and you can actually control the drone with your eyes. That hasn't come out
yet. With your eyes?
Yeah. You move your eyes and it goes left and right.
Oh my gosh.
Well, some of the cameras some of the cameras that are out there now actually have a little thing that reads your eye wherever you're looking. That's where it focuses. So this is just a natural.
Oh, that's awesome.
Extension of that. But I swear to gosh, this is going to be the summer of the drone.
Oh yeah.
They're getting smaller. They're getting faster.
Yeah.
They're getting cheaper.
This will do 15 kilometers an hour. I'm not sure what that is in miles.
31 miles an hour.
That's a fast little drone. 16 minutes of flight time.
Yeah, yeah. I can't say enough. There's a ton of videos on the web. YouTube has a bunch of recommendation videos where people review them, review videos where they show this thing. It's phenomenal.
Yeah.
I mean, you can actually – one guy actually takes and puts it – and he pulls off the propellers and he puts the thing in his pocket.
That's crazy.
It's I'm looking at getting the DJI Mavic, the bigger one, because it has a 4K.
Yeah.
But for $1,500, I can get both of them and I can have the Spark follow me around while I'm using the other video.
Right.
I just think it's amazing. The drone technology, you have land-based drones. They have underwater drones now.
Mm-hmm.
Just the flying drones. Not only the propeller, the helicopter style, but kind of like little airplane drones too.
Yeah.
They're just amazing.
There's a guy who strapped four drones to his feet and was running around like the Goblin. Did you see that?
Yeah. I was reading yesterday. There's a company, a Chinese company that has got a deal with Dubai that by 2018, you are going to be able to have your self-propelled Uber. It will be a drone, a little mini drone. You get in it, and it takes you wherever you're going in Dubai.
By 2018?
That's what they're saying. That's what they're saying.
I'm saying no thanks to that one.
Mm,
yeah. Yeah, you know, it is kind of scary, but...
Interesting.
It's phenomenal.
Check it out. DJI is the leader right now in drones. They've been a leader for quite some time. It's manufactured in China. Everything's China. But it is good quality. I've got a DJI Pro 3. It works great. So take a look at it. It's not a commercial. I'm just telling you about it. We're going to be here until 11 o'clock. Feel free to get online. 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. We're going to be coming up against the news. But feel free to get your calls online. And John Ryan's here for the Big Digital Camera Show. Everything we've talked about so far has been posted, tweeted, and Facebooked. If you like us at Tab Computer Systems on Facebook, you'll get it in your news feed. If Mark Zuckerberg deems it worthy and not fake news, if you follow us on Twitter with the president, it'll be right there as well. And the old-fashioned website, computertalkwithtab.com. We'll be right back. And we are back. This is Computer Talk. Feel free to get online if you've got a digital camera question. We have one line open for you, 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. But let's get to your other calls while you're online. We've got Cheryl in Prospect with a question. Hey, Cheryl, what's up?
Okay, I have a question regarding modems.
Yeah?
I don't know what to, right now I have a, it's a Motorola, it's through Frontier, it's a Motorola.
Yeah.
And a two-wire.
Yep.
Okay, and I use wireless.
All right. Through that same device?
Yes.
All right. Is there a problem with it?
I don't know if it seems it might be cutting out once in a while. I might be like, I watch the news on the different websites, the Fox 61 website or NBC Kinetic, and sometimes it cuts out and I have to go all the way back in and it freeze.
Okay. So have you talked to Frontier yet about having them get you a new modem?
No, I have not. I don't pay for the modem either, so.
Oh, you don't? You bought it a long time ago, own?
They dropped the charge for it.
Oh, nice. Nice. They're trying to hold you, Cheryl.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter, though, that you haven't paid for it. You could tell them that you think it's failing.
Yeah.
And they might come out and swap it for free.
Okay.
Or you can hit, like, a Staples or something like that. They usually have shelves that have to do with each broadband. Well, in the case of DSL, it's not really broadband, but in case of high-speed internet connections, they'll have like the Frontier modems, the Cox modems, the Comcast modems, and they should have something that you could buy right off the shelf for your specific carrier. But I would start with Frontier.
Okay.
You know, you may have another problem. You could have a problem with your wiring. So if they come out with a product and it still has issues, you know, they would have to try to troubleshoot the problem.
Okay, because the speed is, you know, I did a speed test.
Yeah, what are you getting?
I got 15.8.
Down?
Down.
That's not bad for a DSL connection.
Well, it's broadband. It's Simply Ultra.
Simply Ultra, huh?
Yeah.
Well, it's not too bad.
It's a broadband.
Yeah.
And it's I got 1.97 for the upload.
Okay.
And it's up to 12 for the download.
Right.
and it's one for the upload.
Mm-hmm. That's not too bad, but if you're having freeze-ups and issues and it's an old modem, you may as well give them a ring.
Yep.
See if there's any other. Do you use another computer in there where it works okay, or is it just on this one machine?
I only have one computer.
Yeah, see, it could be also something wrong with your machine, too. How old is the machine, Cheryl?
5 years old.
5 years. Yeah, it's getting up there.
It is getting up there, yes, I know that. Now, how long, when should you replace the modem, or how do you know you need to?
When you find yourself rebooting the modem all the time, if you have to keep resetting it to get your connectivity back up again, it's probably the modem that has to go.
Okay, I haven't had to do that.
Okay, then it may not be the modem. It just might be the problem with the service, and you want to give them a ring. At least get a contact in there to say, hey, I'm having issues.
Okay.
You know, that way you've started the ball rolling with them.
Okay, but rebooting is when you really need to replace it, because it's like 3 years old, this modem.
Yeah, if you find yourself constantly resetting it, then you probably have a modem problem.
Yeah, I haven't had to reset it yet.
All right. So you could have another issue, though, with your five-year-old machine. And maybe you've got something that's causing issues with it as far as your freeze-ups.
Okay, I don't know. Sometimes I wonder if it could be TV stations, too.
Well, so the TV station's hosting the website that you're browsing?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, that's what you're saying, right? You're going on the Internet, right?
Yeah, I'm on the Internet when I watch the news.
Okay, so then, yeah, they could have a streaming problem, I guess. That could be true. It happens here every now and again on WTIC's stream. So it could be the case, but you'd have to, it would be hard to troubleshoot that.
Mm.
You know, try streaming something else like Yahoo, YouTube or Netflix and see how that goes.
Okay.
All right, Cheryl.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Yep. Thank you so much.
All right. Bye-bye.
Yep, bye-bye.
15 is not bad for DSL.
That's really good.
Yeah. I'm not sure I'd give it the word broadband per se, but. It's quicker than the average DSL.
Well, broadband is one thing. High speed's another.
Yeah, right. 56K was high speed. Let's go to Mike in Morris next. Hey, Mike.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Our pleasure.
And full disclosure, I'm a Canon shooter.
A Canon shooter. All right.
Yes. Yeah. And my favorite piece of glass I have is the 85-1.2. That is phenomenal for portraits.
Beyond obscene in quality. It's an amazing lens.
Absolutely.
How much do you spend for that?
Too much. My wife is listening.
Yeah, I think on sale they're $10.
Exactly. Not sure. You got to be careful with that committee. Trust me, I understand.
I had to beat the UPS truck home.
Been there, done that many times.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So my computer question is, I have an older MacBook Pro laptop.
All right.
I can no longer update the operating system. That's how old it is.
Okay.
It still functions rock solid. And like you said, if it still works, you know, don't touch it. But I was just wondering, is there any application that would do like a defrag for a Mac?
Hmm. I don't know. I'm not a Mac user, so we'll throw that out there. You can't – I mean, I would assume there would be one. But according to Mac on OS X, you don't need one. Right, but you're not running OS X. You're running something older, right?
It might be off the top of my head. I'm trying to think back. It's at least 5 years old.
It's at least 5 years old. Okay.
Yeah.
But you don't know what the operating system is because that really tells us.
Yeah, off the top of my head, you know, it's got to. I'm sure it's a 10 point.
You do think it's a 10? Okay.
Yeah.
OS X defrag itself, from what I'm seeing here.
Okay.
I'm not sure if the 10 dot whatever. The problem with Mac OS X is it's 10 dot yada, 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 yada. It's been OS X since the Every OS Sucks tune came out 20 years ago.
Well, it was OS X before it changed from the Mac-developed OS to a open source base.
But what prompted the question was that every once in a while when I get online, a pop-up ad will say, here's a Mac cleaner.
Oh, no, Dad, you're just being sold to.
So
clear your cache and don't even worry about it.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not a computer guru by any stretch of the imagination, but I do have an old Mac that's running 10.2.
Okay.
There's a software package out there called Tech Tools.
Yep.
You'd have to go find it. I don't know where you'd find it, but Tech Tools used to defrag the Mac hard drives.
Yeah, we see that.
OS X.
Yeah, Tech Tools Pro.
Yeah.
We can try to find a link for you there if you want to play with it. But anything popping up on your internet browser, don't bite that.
Yeah.
Just clear your cache. You've got some sort of browser hijack there. Okay. And that should stop happening.
Thank you very much, guys. Appreciate your show.
Hey, thanks, Mike.
Thanks.
All right, bye-bye. All right, so how much is that lens? What was he talking
about? Oh, geez, $1,500 easy.
Ooh, yee. Sorry, Mike. Let's go on to let's go on to Shay in North Windham. Hey, Shay.
Hi.
What can we do for you?
I have all my devices will default in the settings to my printer, which is unsecure. And then we have to go back into settings and put it on the secure site.
Secure Wi-Fi?
Yeah.
All right, so all of your devices are defaulting to the unsecure Wi-Fi.
Right.
And you'd rather have it on your lockdown Wi-Fi.
Right. But every now and then, I would say maybe 3 out of 10 times, we'll open, you know, our devices for the day, and it will say no internet connection.
Right.
And it will be on the printer.
On the printer. You're hooking into the printer Wi-Fi.
Right.
Yeah, well, what I would do, you get on the printer Wi-Fi, you'll be able to print, but you're not going to get out to the internet.
Right.
So
it's safe?
Well, yes and no. I mean, it just connects you to the printer so you can print, but you're not going to go anywhere else on that.
Right.
Well, yeah, I know, but I don't want to take it off. I mean, right. I still need to print from these devices.
Yeah.
Right, so you don't want to do anything with that, but... You said you had two connections to the internet. One was like open, and the other one was.
Well, I really have three from Charter. I have two secure ones, and then the open one for the printer.
Hmm. I would turn off that. Can she turn off that printer broadcast? Is the printer connected only wirelessly, or is there a hardwire to it?
No, it's only wireless right now.
Yeah. So.
See, that's kind of set up so that you could print to it from a smartphone or smart device
or from anything like that. Yeah.
And I don't know if I would I would change the printer so that it's on your network. The problem is I think you're getting your wireless from your provider, probably Comcast or
Charter.
Cox Charter.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so you don't really have anything between you and them. And they have an open broadcast, and then there's a secure one. You want to get on the secure one. On the open one, when you connect to the open one, if you right-click on that, you can choose forget this network.
Right.
And get rid of it. And then when it shows up again,
it won't connect.
Yeah.
But will I still be able to print from it?
Yeah. You're going to be on your network. We're assuming, Shay, that your printer is on your secure Wi-Fi network. If it's not... It means whoever set that printer up didn't know what they were doing. No offense to whoever set it up. That was you? All right.
Yeah.
So the printer the printer has to be connected to the secure network. So if you do what Bob says and go to your device, your Wi-Fi settings, and look at your open networks that are there, right-click and forget the ones you don't want, reboot, get on the network. If you can't see your printer, it means your printer is probably on the free Charter open one. When I say free, it's the free to everybody in your neighborhood.
Well, it might have set itself up as a hotspot, too. That's another option.
And you want to turn that off.
You turn that off. You got to reconfigure the printer.
Yeah, you don't want your printer to be a hotspot. It's useless.
No.
You just want it to be wireless, and you want it to wirelessly connect to your secure Wi-Fi SSID with the password you put in, if that makes sense. If it doesn't make sense, we got to find a 15-year-old kid in your neighborhood.
I know. I do have a grandson that would know. Well, he's a Mac person. All my devices.
Mac people don't know how to use the network stuff. They just know how to turn machines on.
Yes, I know.
don't send any emails. I'm just kidding.
my devices are Apple, but my desktop is Microsoft.
Yeah.
But I've been trying to download OpenDNS, and I'm having problems with that, but I'll get into that at a different time with you.
Well, you don't really download it. You don't download it. You just read the instructions and configure it. It's not a thing to download.
And I'm sorry.
That's okay.
When I tried to do that, it just told me it didn't. It for some reason, I'm logged in, and it's just telling me that it didn't work. So I sent an email, and you guys wanted a snapshot of what it told me, and now I can't get back to that point to do the snapshot.
All right. Well, we have to work with somebody who understands how to configure DHCP on your firewall.
Okay.
And then OpenDNS will hand out the proper IP addresses.
Well, I have that, but okay. I'm more worried about the printer right now.
Okay.
And I'm using Defender. Is that good enough until I can get the OpenDNS in?
It's a good step. Yeah, it's a free internet for a free antivirus for home, and that's fine. We wouldn't use it for business anymore, but for home, it's okay.
No. This is just home. Okay, good. Thank you, guys.
All right, Shay.
All right.
Bye bye.
Thank you. Bye bye.
It can get confusing when the printer acts as a hotspot. Definitely. You got to take a break, right, Matt? All right, we'll get back to your calls. We got John in New Britain and also Chris in New Britain. We'll be right back. And we are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. Dr. Alessi is going to be coming up next with Healthy Rounds, giving you a second opinion on your health advice. So stick around for that. And let's go to your calls. You're nice enough to join us in the studio. Join us today, for crying out loud. I'm trying to speak. I was up late last night taking people's money playing poker, so sorry. Forgive me. Let's go on to John in New Britain. Hey, John.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Doing fine. How are you?
Good. Hey, quick question. I used to have a old Canon AE-1 programmable, it was a 35mm camera, not digital, of course. And what I missed on that camera was it had an autofocus zoom lens on it, which I had purchased. Mm-hmm. But now I have a Nikon D60, which doesn't have that feature, but I thought I read somewhere, and maybe you guys could help me out. Am I able to buy an auto zoom lens for like that particular model, though? Do you know?
I've never actually ever seen anything that was auto zoom where the lens would zoom on its own. You still have to do it. Even your AE-1, it may have had the words auto zoom on there, but you still had to slide the barrel or turn the wheel to make it zoom.
Well, on that one, you used to just hold down halfway and it would,
Okay, a motorized zoom. No, nobody makes those. That's kind of the movie industry kind of stuff, real video cameras. Unfortunately, you know, I wish something like that existed. I know Nikon had a zoom like that probably back in the 80s.
So this is not autofocus. This is auto zoom.
Auto zoom, yeah. It's a motorized zoom.
It'll follow the target automatically?
No. You know how like on a video camera you hold down the button and it zooms in and out? That's what it was like. So you still have to focus it, but you move it in and out. It just
I could do that on my Olympus, my old Olympus.
Yeah, the little point and shoot you can, but not a DSLR.
Oh, I gotcha, I gotcha.
You could probably find that old Nikon zoom on eBay. I don't know what it would cost, but it's a motorized zoom and it would work.
It would work.
It should, yeah. I mean, like I said before, all Nikon lenses will fit all Nikon bodies. They may not necessarily work, but they'll fit. Now, this motorized zoom, it's got the motor in the lens, which Nikon went away from and put the focusing motor in the body, but then they got smart and put the focusing motor back in the lens, like Canon did.
I'm confused.
Yeah, I know. It's a whole technology thing, but yeah, you're going to be able to do that. Now, I would suggest...
That's what we do here is technology. What are you talking about?
that D60, you might really want to consider looking at some new stuff. I mean, they got the new 7200. They got the 7500, which is coming out August, I believe. You know, it's going to be a big, big, big jump ahead in what you can do and what you can't do with the cameras.
Yeah.
And the D60, I think, is, if I'm not mistaken, it's 10 megapixel, I think. You're getting into cameras now. They're 24.
Right.
So.
Okay.
Interesting.
Okay. I just thought I'd call up and ask.
That's what we're here for.
You know, hey, you may have, you know, if there's a camera designer listening, you may have just started a whole new trend.
Okay, great.
All right, John.
I appreciate it.
All right, thank you, sir.
Okay, thanks.
All right, bye-bye. Yeah, D60s. How long? It's been around for a long time then, huh?
Oh, gosh. Let's see. The D10. No, that was. Yeah. D1, D60, D80, D100 were the first three that were really pushed out there for consumer level cameras.
And back then they were probably still about a $1,500 camera.
Yeah. Or? Oh, easy. Yeah. I mean, you could probably pick up a D60 on eBay for $150.
Gotcha. But now, as far as camera levels, prosumer, consumer, you're talking about this $1,000 camera. I contend that's a prosumer type of thing because it's a little expensive.
I think, you know, you see the consumer cameras. Those are little point and shoots you pick up at Best Buy, stuff like that. I don't think that there's really any such thing as a consumer DSLR anymore. I think they're all prosumers. I've got friends who are pros who will carry, you know, instead of spending $5,000 on a body, they'll spend, you know, $1,500 on two bodies. Now you've got, if one breaks, you've got a spare.
And you spend all your money on the lenses.
Right. Yeah, that's just it. And, you know, I would contend that the resolution of a digital camera now, a good one, is as good as film. Or better.
Awesome. John, thank you for being here.
My pleasure. Anytime.
We've got a link up there for John Ryan if you want to get a hold of him. And we'll see you in maybe another few months.
Absolutely.
All right. Bring us some more digital camera news. Thank you guys for joining us on this lovely Saturday morning. Stick around. Dr. Alessi will be up next. Thank you, Matt, for producing. Everything we talked about will be posted on the old-fashioned website at computertalkwithtab.com. It'll eventually get there. If you follow us on Facebook, if you follow us on Tab Computer Systems, if Mark Zuckerberg deems it worthy and not fake news, it'll be in your news feed. And then, of course, it'll be on Twitter along with everything Mr. Trump says. So, thank you guys again.
See you next week.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.